You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, scientists have just discovered a fossil that's 1.75 billion years old.
Tony Kornheiser, and its name is Louis Carnesecca. Oh. Happy birthday, Louis. Happy
99th,
birthday.
99th, Tony. 99th. Yeah. Wow. Well, you've known Louis half his life.
Yeah, and most of mine.
Yeah,
no question about that. Yeah.
Yes,
and
so
I just
great.
Saw a picture of him today. He's got the greatest
one
hair in the world
people
for somebody who's 99.
Both of us, Louis
Thick
Carnesecca.
Hair.
Happy birthday,
what happened
coach.
To us?
Man.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Ohio State has a new quarterback, Antetokounmpo and Wembanyama. Go head-to-head, and we will ask Brian Windhorst about Jonathan Kuminga reportedly being fed up with Steve Kerr. But we begin today with the NFL heading into the last weekend of the regular season. Two storylines stand out in the AFC. One is a showdown between Buffalo and Miami, where the winner wins the division and gets at least one home playoff game. The other story is the possibility that this will be the last game that Bill Belichick coaches with New England. A meeting between Belichick and Robert Kraft is reportedly scheduled for Monday. Wilbon, which is the bigger deal?
This is not close. The bigger deal is that meeting between Kraft and Belichick, which is 1,000 times bigger than some dopey game played in Miami where half the people aren't even paying attention. And it is stop. Bill Belichick, the greatest coach in the history of pro football and maybe of sports in America, maybe you could make the argument if you wanted to. And Robert Kraft, who's not some dope throwing drinks on people. Robert Kraft has been an owner and a steward, and you could think he's not perfect. You could think whatever you want to think of Robert Kraft, but he's been a great owner. He has been the guy who set all this up. You know, and so for Belichick, the notion that he'll be fired, I don't believe that. I'm paying more attention now than usual because it's Belichick, and it clearly – look, Tony, if Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan and company had a last dance, then Bill Belichick is going to have a last dance too. Everybody has a last dance. But I don't believe he's going to get fired Monday morning. Still, the specter of that meeting – don't tell me any game on Saturday or Sunday is the equivalent in importance to the modern history of the league as that meeting. It isn't.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm not going to disagree with this. If Bill Belichick leaves, that is titanic. He is the best NFL coach of all time. He's won the most championships. He's been involved in the most championship games. He's done it all in New England and all in the last 23 years. So that story would dwarf everything else that happens. We are agreed on that. But if it doesn't happen and he stays, it's on to Cincinnati or on to the draft or on to whatever. Though what we don't know is this, if it's in Bill Belichick's mind to just quit after this game and not go to any meeting because nobody knows what he's going to do.
Right.
So my default position would be Buffalo-Miami in this sense, Mike. That will be settled law, as people like to say, because by the end of Sunday night, we're going to have a result on that. And that's sort of exciting. Buffalo may walk into that game. If Pittsburgh wins tomorrow and Jacksonville wins, Buffalo may walk into that game knowing that if they lose, they're out of the playoffs completely. So that's like going on a high wire, you know, with pool full of sharks.
I'm just going to say this. When I was a young sports writer, I used to get all crazed over one particular game. An older gentleman named Anthony Kornheiser would say, kid, remember this. There's always another game.
Another game.
And there's going to be another one. Bill Belichick, let's move to college football, where Ohio State has a new quarterback. The Buckeyes landed former Kansas State star Will Howard through the portal to replace Kyle McCord, who went through the portal to Syracuse. Ohio State just lost to Michigan for the third straight season, and Ryan Day is getting heat. Tone, what kind of pressure now will Will Howard face at Ohio State?
So I don't want to cast any aspersions on Kansas State, but it is not Ohio State.
No.
Kansas State, for example, plays in Manhattan, Kansas. That's not Manhattan. Okay, that's Manhattan, Kansas. The spotlight in Ohio State is 100 times brighter. Okay, so that we're going to start with that. Then we're going to go to recent Ohio State quarterbacks like Justin Fields and C.J. Stroud, who are doing pretty well in the pros. That is pressure on a young man coming in. And then Kyle McCord walked away, ran away, with an 11-1 record, and people thought that wasn't good enough. And I have not even mentioned, Mike, the stuff about Ryan Day, that if he loses one more time to Michigan, that could be it for them, for him. And all this lands on Will Howard. We talk a lot about quarterbacks doing a great job after transferring. Michael Penix Jr., Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, Sam Hartman, Jaden Daniels. But every once in a while, Mike, there's a broken heart on Broadway. And if a kid had to leave to go to the relative anonymity of Syracuse football with an 11-1 record, that's a volatile place to be, is Columbus.
Yeah, Tony, and, you know, the one thing that may work in his favor, and I agree with everything you just outlined, what may work in his favor is everybody's in the transfer portal. When you watch a game now, the announcer has to obligatorily say, and the junior transfer from Purdue, every kid they mention has transferred from somewhere. So
that's right.
He'll transfer. He's in his fifth year, I guess.
Last year.
So, you know, Tony, yes, there's going to be pressure. When you are the quarterback at Ohio State, even though most of them haven't been any damn good when they've left Ohio State.
That's right.
You're still under pressure when you're there. And particularly this year, as you mentioned, with Ryan Day and that whole Michigan thing going on and having lost three straight, there's going to be pressure on him. But I don't want to overstate it and go crazy. The transfer portal has changed everything and will continue to.
Justin Fields transferred into Ohio State. Joe Burrow transferred out of Ohio State.
Yeah.
People move.
Coming and going.
The San Antonio Spurs lost last night to Milwaukee in a close game, 125-121. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 44 points, 14 rebounds, and 7 assists. That's good. But Victor Wembanyama held his own out there at times, even blocking an Antetokounmpo shot. In 26 minutes, Wembanyama had 27 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 blocks. And afterward, Wembanyama said the first word uttered by Greg Popovich after the game was, quote, promising. Wilbon, should Wembanyama and the Spurs feel encouraged by this latest loss?
You know, there's a phrase that nobody knows under 50 years old anymore. It's too bad. And the phrase is consider the source. Now, if some dope said promising, you go, eh, I mean, there's no moral victories in this. I'm making a lot of money, and he just took it to us, and we lost. It's Greg Popovich. Consider the source of the assessment. I'm not going to call it a compliment. Consider the source of the assessment. Greg Popovich says that you take it for what it's worth, and it's worth a lot. Tony, that game was wondrous. The matchup was wondrous. And I started thinking back, and you remember this better than me, but I remember a couple of times watching a young Kareem go against established on the way out Wilt. And I remember just my eyes, I couldn't get over it as a kid. And I watched that last night thinking, reminding me a little bit of that, a wondrous matchup of huge, skillful, athletic, great talents.
Yeah, we're going to probably disagree a little bit on this. And I'm not begrudging what you say about Popovich, who has earned that with all those rings. But the Spurs are 5-26. So it's hard for me to turn on that 5-26 based on one game that was a loss. Milwaukee was playing on the road. Milwaukee had just lost again for the 87th time to Indiana. I don't know what their mental framework was. But I did watch all the highlights this morning, and they were great. There was Wembanyama throwing it off the glass to himself and dunking, and Wembanyama going around his back and dunking, and Antetokounmpo acting like a runaway freight train and dunking. But you know, Mike, highlights can make everybody and everything look great. Again, they're 5-26. Are they getting better? I hope so. They can't get much worse. Is he getting better? Yeah, sure, he's getting better.
He
but to me, greatness is winning. You got to win.
Tone, it can't be like David Robinson joining Tim Duncan. We knew this was going to stink for a while, and they got to take some baby steps.
This is Troy Aikman going to the Cowboys.
Yes, yes.
It's Peyton Manning going to the Colts.
Yes.
You suffer.
Yep.
You suffer for a while, but I'm just saying.
The suffering will help.
Greatness involves winning to me. Let's take a break. Coming up, after a Warriors meltdown last night, Jonathan Kuminga has reportedly had it with Steve Kerr. Really? We'll ask Brian Windhorst about that.
Remember, by the way, Pop didn't say greatness. He said promising. There's a whole landscape out there between those two
things. I'm talking about Wembanyama.
We'll also ask him whether we can expect significant changes from the struggling Lakers, a theme we're going to hit about 100 times. Yeah.
You mentioned Wilt.
Yes.
He wasn't 5-26.
No, never.
He was never 5-26.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's get back into the NBA with our great friend, ESPN senior NBA writer Brian Windhorst. I'm going to read this because it's pretty long. The Warriors, as you know, blew a big lead at home last night. It was capped off by Nikola Jokic hitting really a remarkable three off the backboard at the buzzer. Jonathan Kuminga sat out the last 18 minutes, and The Athletic reports that Kuminga no longer believes Steve Kerr will allow him to reach his potential. What do you make of this?
I make that he got some bad advice, whoever allowed that to be put out, because you can get away with that as a certain player. You can't get away with that as Jonathan Kuminga, and you can't get away with that against a Hall of Fame coach like Steve Kerr. The Warriors are obviously having some problems. I am not kicking dirt on them. You could make the case that it is over, that all great things come to an end, that things always end badly, otherwise they wouldn't end, all those sayings. That may end up being true, but I'm not ready to end it, and I'm certainly not going to end it on the account of Jonathan Kuminga. I understand why he was frustrated, because Aaron Gordon was running a layup line in the late stages of that game, and they could have used another big body out there. But, you know, a couple of days ago, I had Klay Thompson telling a very poignant story about how Steve Kerr basically put his arm around him and gave him a pep talk because he's having, confidence issues at this point in his career, and it's helping pull him out. Maybe Steve Kerr didn't have the greatest tactical moments as they blew this lead last night. Steve Kerr's still a hell of a coach. And Jonathan Kuminga is a role player. And I understand he wants to get paid at the end of this season, but this is not a lost year yet for the Warriors. Draymond is going to come back. They are going to get better defensively. They are going to still have a puncher's chance. Am I putting money down on them to win the West? No, because I'm forbidden by ESPN, and I wouldn't also make that wager. But I am not giving up on the Warriors, and really, if anybody does, I think it could be a mistake.
Ah, you bring us to part two of the Warriors and their drama, Brian, and that, of course, involves Draymond Green. Brian, is it going to be different when he comes back this time from everything you're seeing and hearing? I know he hasn't even practiced yet, but do you expect it to be different for real this time with Draymond Green?
I think at least for the rest of this season, I don't know what's going to happen with the entire Warriors franchise when this year is over, because Klay is a free agent, Steve Kerr is at the end of his contract, and Joe Lacob is tired of paying money, and he doesn't want to pay money for a play-in roster. But for this year, to save it, I think Draymond understands. And here's the other thing. Tactically, they have struggled defensively since he's gone out. They are 24th in defense in these 11 games, and they're playing the Pistons tonight. You'd hope they could pick themselves up and take care of the Pistons team tonight. But they have not been the same defensively. And no matter what you want to say about Draymond, no matter what his decision-making has been, no matter what he's done on this team, he can help them get better on defense. And if he comes back and plays that role, they will improve. I don't know if they're going to improve into the third seed, but I think he's going to understand that, and I think we'll see him do that. Of course, I could be wrong, but I'll tell you one thing. A guy who's got four rings with your franchise, whose number is going to hang in the rafters, they're going to give him every last opportunity to make this right. And he's going to have that opportunity, and I believe that at least for this year, he's going to do his best.
All right, the only drama equal to what's happening in Northern California in the NBA is happening in Southern California with the Lakers. Brian, I don't believe they're good enough. I don't believe they're close to good enough to seriously contend in the West. Is a move or series of moves by Rob Pelinka trying to thread the needle again mandatory?
Michael, he doesn't want to. I'm going to tell you right now, Rob Pelinka believes in this roster because he thinks that the way that you win in the NBA is you have excellent defense and your stars carry you. Now, would it be ideal if they also had some shooting? Because this team cannot shoot and they cannot score. Sure, that is a flaw in that roster. But Rob Pelinka didn't just put this roster together willy-nilly. He believes in it. And the problem is he's got evidence. He saw what happened last spring. He saw what happened in this in-season tournament. Downplay the in-season tournament all you want. List your reasons. State your case. They were awesome in the in-season tournament. And they were particularly awesome defensively. They haven't been elite defensively. So what Darvin Ham has been doing has been trying to find a lineup that can get them back to playing defense, because there isn't a lineup that they have that's going to play great offense. Maybe for one game or one week, they don't have it. So they're trying to get there. Will they get it done? I don't know. But here's the thing. They play 11 out of 12 games in Los Angeles that goes to here towards the end of the month. They got to come through this stretch good. If they come through this stretch and they're another game or two under 500, I think the pressure goes on Rob Pelinka. He does not want to make another 3-for-1 trade like he did with Westbrook that undercut their depth and ruined a team that could actually do some things. He doesn't want to do it again. He doesn't want to make a move like that for Zach LaVine or DeJounte Murray. But the Lakers have to get it done here in this stretch.
I will get you out of here on this, and I'm going to ask you to give a pretty quick answer if you can. The young Oklahoma City Thunder, they're just one game out of first place in the West. They have 15 first-round picks over the next 7 years. Do you expect them to take and trade any of that capital by the deadline in order to get a veteran?
I don't think that they will, even though they really could use a rebounder. The only way I think that they dip into that is if they think they can get a player who would be part of their core going years into the future. I don't think that they take a rental. I think Sam Presti has been pretty clear on that, and Sam Presti's got discipline. But I will tell you this, they're way better than anybody thought they would be, including them.
You're good.
Thank you, Brian.
Good
as always.
Fun to
Thanks
watch.
So
Thanks,
much.
Brian.
Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, we will find out if Wilbon is tough enough to pick the Bears over the Packers in Lambeau.
Let me spoil it. The Bears are going to kick the Packers. Yes. And did Shaq do enough in his four seasons with the Magic to merit having his jersey retired?
Well, that does spoil it.
Yeah, I just
now
spoiled
why
it.
Am I going to ask you this
I just
question?
Spoiled it.
You've spoiled it.
I just
it.
Spoiled it. Beating the Packers.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 23rd birthday, Vaughn Grissom. Grissom is a middle infielder who was just traded from the Atlanta Braves to the Red Sox for seven-time All-Star pitcher Chris Sale. Sale is obviously the headline here. He could take the Braves to the World Series. He's done it in Boston. He's 120-80 lifetime with the greatest strikeouts per nine innings ratio of all time, 11.1. Yeah. But it's Grissom's birthday, so we shift to him. He has played only 64 games in the majors over two seasons. In 2022, he entered the bigs on a tear, batting .347 in his first 26 games. This past season, Grissom batted .280 in the 23 games he played, then hit .330 in AAA. And he's being talked about as the answer to the Red Sox problem at second base.
Tony, there's just a dearth of hot stove news. I mean, free agency, what? I mean, the Dodgers spent $1 billion and then there's like a news blackout in baseball. It's unbelievable. This is a Scott Boras controlled situation since he's got some of the top class. There's no baseball news. I don't like this.
Happy anniversary, Julius Erving. On this day 41 years ago, Dr. J stole the ball from Laker guard Michael Cooper, broke to the basket with only Cooper near him. Before he went up for one of the most famous dunks ever, Erving palmed the ball, moved his arm up and down, a move that Lakers announcer Chick Hearn likened to rocking a baby to sleep.
Then
leaped up and tomahawked the ball into the hoop, sending Philadelphia fans into ecstasy on the way to a 122-120 win. Those Sixers were almost as big a rival to the Lakers as the Celtics were. This was the era of Irving, Bird, and Magic. At this point, Michael Jordan was a couple of seasons out from joining the league and would ascend as Irving aged.
Tony, that is still one of my favorite dunks of all time, Rock the Baby. By the way, Chick Hearn's voice we hear with Rock the Baby to sleep. But where was the Philadelphia announcer? What was that like? I don't even know, because Chick Hearn has become the public nature of that moment.
Happy trails to anyone wearing number 32 for the Orlando Magic ever again. The Magic are retiring their first jersey ever. It will be Shaquille O'Neal's 32. Shaq was drafted by Orlando in 1992 and took them to the NBA Finals in 1995. This is the third O'Neal jersey to be retired. The Lakers retired his 34. The Heat retired his 32. Shaq also wore 32 with Phoenix, 33 with Cleveland, 36 with the Celtics. I'd completely forgotten he played with the Celtics. Shaq won four rings, three with the Lakers, one with the Heat. You know what's a tough Mount Rushmore, Mike?
What?
The Mount Rushmore of 32, considering the number was also worn by Jim Brown, Sandy Koufax, Magic Johnson, Steve Carlton, Marcus Allen, Julius Erving with the Nets, Bill Walton at UCLA. That's tough.
The first three are on the Mount Rushmore. Now, I'm going to have to wait a little while and let it marinate to figure out who the fourth is. Good for Shaq. Shaq and Penny, in some ways, it's a shame they didn't stay together. They might have been a historic combination in the league. Penny getting hurt to change all that stuff.
We are running out of show when we go to the big finish. Rafael Nadal, your new fave.
Yeah.
Had three match points, but lost in Brisbane. Are you disappointed?
No. He's got to ramp up, as they say now. I'm looking forward to that. Not disappointed at all. It's early. The Jags say Trevor Lawrence is still day-to-day with a shoulder injury. You concerned?
Yeah, they have to beat Tennessee in order to win the division. Connor Bedard is the youngest All-Star in NHL history. Is that deserved?
He's got 15 goals, and many of them are wondrous, okay? Wondrous goals. But the Blackhawks are terrible. I guess everybody gets an All-Star. Yeah, I think he is, but I'm a Blackhawks guy. Giants picked up former Cy winner Robbie Ray in a trade with the Mariners. Is that significant?
We don't know. He's coming off Tommy John in the middle of the year. We don't know. Last one. You already picked the Bears over the Packers big. So give us a score, Hotshot.
27-17, Bears in Lambeau. Take that.
There you go. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. It's been like 5 years since we went in Lambeau. I'm really anxious. Just listen.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.